This is Inside Agriculture. Good morning. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr. Coming up here through the course of today and the rest of this week, our crew is in Minot for the KMOT Ag Expo. If you can't make it up to Minot for that largest indoor farm show in the upper Midwest in the winter months, well, tune in to Ag News 890 during the next 3 days. For reports, Eric Johnson and Jamie Dickerman will have reports for you from the KMOT Ag Expo. U.S. farm cash receipts from animals and animal products totaled $195.8 billion in 2021, led by receipts for cattle and calves, 72.9% or 37%. USDA's Economic Research Service reports that poultry and egg products made up the next largest share of 2021 cash receipts, $46.1 billion or 24%, followed by dairy, 21%, hogs, 14%, other animals and animal products, $7 billion or 4%. As part of the Farm Income and Wealth Statistics Data Product, published in late August or early September each year by the Economic Research Service, which releases estimates of the prior year's farm sector cash receipts from ag commodity sales. USDA Shale Shagum says egg producers are working to rebuild flocks.
The number of egg-type hatching layers, you know, which tells us what is the industry doing to try and build the table laying flock going forward. And on January 1st, we were looking at about 3.8 million egg type hatching layers, which was about 11% above a year ago. So again, their industry is working very hard to try and rebuild their flocks. But as it stands now, we are still have a flock that is on January 1st that was about 6% below a year ago.
But egg production is still running below year ago levels. Survey results just released by the American Farm Bureau shows little drought relief for farmers and ranchers. As we find out in this report from Michael Clements,
AFBF economist Danny Munch says the survey helps assess the impact of drought on Western agriculture.
We do it to kind of further quantify some of the ground level impact that farmers and ranchers are experiencing. We distributed this survey to members across 16 states between October 19th and December 13th. We got over 550 responses this time. There were three separate sections of the survey: crop-specific factors, livestock-specific factors, and general water access.
One of the big takeaways was 60% of respondents reported selling off a portion of their herd or flock, with total herd sizes expected to be down 33%.
The last survey that we took in 2022, 67% of respondents reported reducing their herd size in 2021, and 50% were further reducing their herd during 2022.
You've been listening to Inside Agriculture. Thank you for tuning in today. We'll see you tomorrow right here. Same time, same station.